This is the Don and Mike Show.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything like
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Well, it's a stupid radio thing.
Uh-huh.
It's July 25th.
Right.
At least here in D.C., I know it's happening all over the country. The station that everyone can agree on,
uh-huh,
especially your retarded boss, is playing Christmas music today.
Really?
Because it's
the 25th.
July 25th.
July, of course.
Hold on. Hey, Santa?
Yeah.
So, hold on. Buzz has a Michael Vick update for us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Santa.
Do we have the Michael Vick song?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, stand by, Santa, for a news
I'm over here. Thought folks would like to know about this.
Oh, my.
There was an athlete had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
Mike Vick. Oh,
and Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
All right, Buzz, what's your Mike Vick breaking news?
Well, you know, because he likes to shy away from publicity, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, is that the guy that we had on that has the
the one,
the jail out in the desert?
He was offering to fix Paris Hilton, if you recall, the last time we were talking to him. Well, he says that Michael Vick is now a person of interest in a local dogfighting case there in Arizona.
Oh boy, if he's got that guy on his ass, he's in trouble.
You yeah. bet your ass he is, Don.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, it's, you know, leave the guy alone.
Weren't you involved in dog fighting with Michael Vick, Santa?
Not Michael Vick. I was involved with Joe Namath. a long time ago in a land far, far away and ho, ho, ho. And ye, oh, jeez, I don't want to play.
Here
oh,
he comes, everybody.
You're hurting my head. You're hurting my head.
Here comes the big guy.
Here comes Santa. Here comes Santa.
King of rock and roll.
Down yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do dog fighting. We did reindeer fights. Big, big reindeer fights. That we thin the herd.
Are you doing a corporate appearance today?
I got a corporate appearance later this evening, 8 o'clock. I will be, it's not one of the talking gigs, so I don't have to be, how shall I say, I don't have to be ready, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I just have to show up and go, ho, 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 and wave. I don't have to do speaking.
Hey,
I don't like to do public speaking in the summertime because that's my downtime.
Chris, I was on TMZ today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did I see in the picture with Lindsay Lohan?
I got to tell you the truth. She is hot as Christmas balls. She is unbelievable. I've been...
Oh, Santa.
Oh, my.
I've been...
Let me know whenever you need a break.
What's that crap? I've been to the Promises facility many, many times. Promises is my rehab of choice.
Sure.
I dry out at Promises usually in November, leading up to the big thing. But now, what is it? What is it with American people that have to take, take, take? It's not enough to have having Christmas during the regular...
Oh, Santa.
The regular holiday period where you got your Christmas time from, what, effing October? You know, even before Halloween now, they start all this. And now you got to do Christmas in July. Who is the asshat that decided to come up, seriously, with Christmas in July?
I bet that this is going to backfire. I knew that was you in the picture, even though you have short hair.
Oh.
You've trimmed down your beard.
Yeah, but I still got a little something here. What is that?
Did you pull that out of your beard?
What the hell is that? It looks like a McNugget.
Oh,
oh my God, but it's not. Let me see. That's not a McNugget.
Oh,
man, that's bitter. Tastes like ammonia. I don't know what that is, but Santa, just a second, okay? Santa's got to spit that out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man. Moral of the story, no to self, Santa. Don't pull out things from beard and eat. It's not always food.
Yeah. So did you do her last night?
Tasted like some whore. Huh?
Did it taste like Lohan?
Lindsay. Let me tell you about her.
Yeah.
We're at Promises. I'm over there just tuning up as
we're
Promises.
Talking, we're talking with Kris Kringle.
Right.
Here on Christmas in July.
Santa.
Bulletin. Like people wouldn't realize they're talking to me, you know. I'm at the... Oh, geez. You're doing this to hurt my head. You know I had a little bit of a night. I had a little night last night, but I was out in L.A. at the Promises Rehab Center, and Lohan, you know, this cute chick, she's running around naked. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah. All right, Santa.
She's naked as the day she came into the world. And, of course, she looks at me, and she's this white-haired guy with a white stubble. I don't have the full beard during summertime. Oh. And she comes walking by, and she goes, "Hey, fat man." And I'm like, "Oh, sit here." And during the time that she had walked from one end of the card room that we have at Promises Rehabilitation Facility, the one end of the card room all the way to the other, during that period of time, Santa had, how shall we say, demonstrated his fondness for young Lindsay. And she said, "I'm not going near that." Huh. I said, "What?" And she's walking out of the room, and I'm yelling down the hallway at her. I said, "What? You don't like Santa, bitch? You don't like Santa, bitch? Come on back here and get me some of that chlamydia." Yeah, anyway, she's a, you know, I don't know. I didn't talk to her after that. She's a, you know, snob celebrity. And what I do is I keep to myself and I play a little solitaire and take salt tablets and just really lounge until I'm ready to go out on tour. My rehab stints, Don.
Yeah, Santa?
What was I talking about?
Rehab.
Rehab.
Yeah, my rehab stints are primarily to dry out, not to kick anything. Because, you know, it's like the big Santa Triple X size T-shirt that I wear around that says "Rehab's for Quitters," and I believe that philosophy. I do. I completely. I went to Promises when Mrs. Claus saw me shooting some horse. Because really, when you've got to travel the world and go to every single goddamn house on Christmas Eve,
tell me.
You know, you want to relax, and it's not going to take like a sambuca with a coffee bean.
But you don't have to shoot horse.
It's well, have you ever done it? You know what I'm talking about?
Shot a whore?
No, shot horse.
Oh,
heroin.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I thought you said you were shooting whores.
That's what I said. Man,
there's nothing quite like it. And I have to, you know, clean up because you withdraw.
Oh, so you're doing heroin.
Yeah, well, only right after the big night. Only right after. Because, look, Santa's stressed out.
A lot of stress.
And Santa wants to just float away. And so I'll sit there, I get off the sleigh, walk into my room, and I said, "You know the story, Clausette? You do not bother me for 48 hours. And I walk in, and of course I've got my needles, and I strap my arm off with my Santa black belt, and then bingo, and ecstasy enter thy veins right after the fact.
You make a big deal with Microsoft or with Sony this year for Christmas.
No one has stepped forward as of yet. I will tell you that the Nintendo Wii is in play.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know.
You know what I love about this guy?
What?
Let me tell you what I love about this guy.
What do you love about that?
First of all, he lets me come on and be me. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas time.
Right.
He's not like some of those crap stations that play the Christmas music, which is just a BS scam.
Jive.
He lets me be me because he knows how I operate, and he knows the scams. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind talking about them because I've never gotten busted. And coming on this show,
you know
I negotiate because...
last year.
Yes. Go ahead.
What was the hottest item last year?
Yep.
Sony PS3.
Yes, right, PS3 right. Because
you know
Sony.
Why?
Yeah, I know why. Because
they greased your pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Why do you think now you're seeing all of these reports?
Right.
The PS3 at Christmas time was hot as balls.
We're going to be on for long.
They can't give them away now.
That's right.
I really have to drop some kids off at the pool.
Can you just tell me?
I have to drop some elves off at the pool.
Hang on for a second.
How is your relationship with the Apple company?
All right. You want the straight skinny on this?
Yeah, I'd love
the
to
Apple
your
company.
Dealings.
The Apple company is feeling all high and mighty with all their new products, and I love the name of it anyway. Wii. You know, you don't want an Xbox 360, little boy. You want a Nintendo Wii. Do you know how powerful that is on a telephone call to a 12-year-old boy? That's absolutely immensely powerful, and that's what we call bank. Santa's got bank. So what I'm saying is, for all the good people, for Mr. Steve Jobs or Jobs or whatever he likes to call himself at Apple, and also for all the other people, I'd like to say that everything is in play this holiday season.
Huh.
Everything is in play this holiday season, and you have to realize that Santa will be able to endorse whatever product you... I've got something on my sunglasses.
Santa's for sale.
That is still that ammonia
don't
taste.
Don't eat that.
Where has Santa been? The answer to your question in a sentence, Don.
Yes, Santa.
Is everything is up in the air. Any corporation that's willing to step forward of the major electronics firms, you know, your Sonys, your Nintendos, you know, your Xboxes and all those people, they can step up and make a phone call to 1-888-POLE-POLE. And they will be able to make a deal, and we don't have to have anything finalized until, I would estimate, Labor Day.
The one thing that I don't know if you want to talk about this publicly, I know that you had hired Johnny Cochran's firm to take all of those guys in department stores who are playing you and get a percentage
done
of the money. You got that.
Done. You're, done with the major.
God damn, you are the Donald Trump of holiday figures.
Now, hold on before you get all excited, my friend.
Santa Trump.
I love this guy. This guy knows me. He knows how I operate. No, we got Macy's and only Macy's so far. And you know that we have Walmart. We have Target. We have all the other major players that have not stepped up yet. All people that will have Santas in their property. My goal, in 07.
Yeah, that's the year.
Excuse me. Oh, I had pot roast last night. Boy. My goal in 07 is to have a percentage of every single American Santa that you see. If he is paid any fee for appearances or anything else, he will be paying part of his salary to yours truly. And I always say, because why? Because it gets better toys delivered in a more timely fashion if I get a percentage of all those Santa Claus things.
Did you ever get a credit for your work on the movie Bad Santa behind the scenes?
No. No, they ripped me off. They ripped me off. He said, because Bad Santa, played by Billy Drug Thornton, was unfortunately not a close facsimile of the real Santa. I said, that's BS! That's BS.
It's pretty close the way you really are.
I know it's the way I really am, but we have to do the people want to believe that Santa is a wonderful, loving figure. They don't want the real guy, but I am the real guy. I'm 700 years old, for Christ's sake.
Hey, last question.
Yeah, fire away.
You hit any kids recently?
Oh, no. It's summertime. I stay as far away from crumb crunchers, ankle biters, snot running down their nose, and I'm not talking about the Tulsa.
No.
I'm telling you, I stay as far away from I do the same routine. You know, we spend most of the summertime, in hedonism down in Jamaica, a lovely place, which is lovely. And I truly enjoy every waking hour, but I go to non-children-friendly resorts.
Right.
It's only now, with the BS that we call now Christmas in July, July 25th, which now has become, are you ready for this, Don?
Yes, Santa.
It's the fourth busiest day I have all year because of the demands on my time. Can you believe that? Now, sure, I can travel at the speed of light.
Wow.
That's one of the advantages I have, but I have... Just let me run down the schedule that I have
all
tonight.
All right, what do you got tonight?
All right, well, I'm going to have the association of whoever it is in Washington, D.C. I'm going to a place called... Wait, hold on a second. Look at this. Oh, let me open this up.
Jesus
Christ,
you're busy.
Look, it goes all the way down to... I'm not going to read all of them to you, but I start out tonight at the McLean Hilton Hotel. And and then I work my way all over. I will wrap up in Beijing, China... tonight at 10 o'clock Beijing time. And that is a long day, brother. And everybody, even the Chinese want Christmas in July. How effed is that? But it helps my bottom line, sure. And then I retreat. And, you know, you were mentioning one of my favorite shows earlier on the show. You were talking about American Chopper.
Oh, I love that show.
Very popular. Oh, my God, very popular. I'd like to get my hooks into them. I'd like to get Rudolph to knock on their door sometime because they are hot.
You see some money there,
All their merchandise. They've got incredible merchandising, and I'd love to tap into that, really. Hell, I'll haul a chopper in my sleigh, for Christ's sake.
How much are you paying your child labor right now?
We are not. We are continuing our internship program, which has been incredibly successful.
Not paying.
What about the
not
kids?
Not paying, yes. You want you say it a little louder. Why don't you broadcast it from the bell tower, for God's sakes, Burbank?
What about the kid that sued you after you threw him off your lap?
Well, that is still in litigation. I would like to, again, I have to handle this. Will you please let me do this seriously?
Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus.
I would like to apologize to a young man known as Jimmy. Who wanted a toy at Macy's appearance I did in San Diego, California.
Isn't he the boy from the Boston Red Sox?
3 years ago at the Jimmy Fund. No, you're making a cancer joke. Jesus Christ.
Well, didn't you?
Curses humanity, man.
Didn't you beat up a kid with cancer last year?
He happened to have cancer. I didn't know it at the time. And right. I didn't beat him up. I need him.
You pushed him off your lap.
I need him.
His family sued you like you were Michael Jackson.
I gave him what we call the trampoline in the business. When you get a kid that I want, I think when you get a retail amount that equals $300 to $600, that's when the little brat should stop talking, all right? Jimmy, the greedy bastard. He was healthy when he was on my lap. But I gave him the trampoline, you know, and sure we were on an elevated platform. They don't all do that. I like the malls to keep me down on the ground. Yeah. Why do they have to create a goddamn throne for me?
Feliz Navidad.
Screw that, too. I'm not speaking Spanish this year.
No, you're not.
I'm not doing that. No. If you come to this country, by God, learn the language. The only place I'll speak Spanish is when I go over the border. And I do all the countries.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, I have to speak Farsi for the people over there. Even the Arabs that are Christians. And I don't know what that's all about, for God's sake. It slows me down.
Sure.
Are you still campaigning for W?
You bet your ass.
What are you going to do now? He's not running next time.
I'm working for the Mike Huckabee campaign. And I believe that Mr. Huckabee will make a fine president. And I will tell everyone that, though, if they vote for Huckabee, there will be a little something extra in their stocking. And of course, if that doesn't work, which it might not because of his hearing aids and all, we are aligning ourselves with the Mitt Romney campaign. And he's very enthusiastic, and I've of course made a special arrangement with him, if you know what I mean. Politicians are just like corporate executives. Money talks, nobody walks. And free Grey Goose vodka for the main man, Kringle. Kringle wants Grey Goose. I'm not a fan of the flavored vodka.
I hate it when you talk about yourself in third person.
Kringle
so
doesn't play
Alan
that
Iverson.
Way.
It's so Allen Iverson.
Well, Allen Iverson, when he lives 700 years and has children of the world paying attention to one day out of their lives that pay attention to him more than anybody else, you tell old Iverson and his cornrows that he can join me. But until such time, I am not. I can talk about Kris Kringle. And let me tell you something, Don. You know this. As if Sony or Nintendo, if they don't step up before the end of the summer, Kringle ain't going to play that way. Amen. Insider tip. Mr. Peter North has been both naughty and nice.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming by, Chris.
Always a pleasure, and I heard your show the other day, and I understand you can duplicate what Peter does, all right? Only one word of advice for you.
What's that?
Keep it off the stockings, Geronimo.
Thank you, Chris.
See you at the holiday. The real one, F-Sticks.
Feliz Navidad. All right,
God, all right. Feliz Navidad. You kicking me out? What the heck?
Yeah, kicking you out. We got to go to break.
Sandy.
Wow. Got to go to a break.
Stinks in here.
Something smells like poontang.
That's not poontang.
That's what the astronauts drink.
That's a little poontang, a little something else.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.